Hello, and welcome to Harp Column Podcast, taking you behind the stories in Harp Column from a practical harpist's perspective. My name is Christina Finch, and I will be your guide to all things harp. Episode 29 features the author of two articles for the November-December 2017 issue of Harp Column, Busk a Move and Why I Busk, Sam Hickman. You'll see throughout this podcast why Sam has quickly become one of my new favorite people. She's witty, silly, and a little quirky. All of the things I like most in people. To get started, I'll have Sam introduce herself.
My name is Sam Hickman. I'm a singing harpist based in Cardiff in sunny South Wales in the UK. I have been busking for 5 or 6 years. I do fancy gigs, and then half the time I play on the street, and it's great. I heard on the podcast, yes, friend of the pod, that I could submit things. I've been writing blogs about different harp nonsense for years and years, not years and years, for a single year, maybe. And so I sent a bunch of different blog articles, like gig things and work things and all sorts.
Where can people access your blog?
It is Sam Hickman Harpist at WordPress.com. It's not good. My housemate's mother reads it and she's like, I love it. I love it so much. She's South African, so I'm trying to do the accent. She's like, I really like your blog. It's really nice. So I have a good, solid audience, a nice fan base there.
One of the items of particular interest to me in Sam's article, Busk a Move, was, as she calls it, her load-in. That is, what she carries and how she carries everything she needs to get to and from her busking work in one trip. Having done some busking myself in Rochester during my doctoral degree, I know this can be a struggle. I asked Sam to tell me a little more about her load-in process.
It was kind of an evolution of getting there and doing it over all the years. So I'm kind of quite old hat at all of it. One trip is the idea. And it's the same when I'm doing big harp busking. There it is behind me. No one will see it because it's a podcast. I had a little tiny one. And then I had a giant, horrible, terrible harp that I would wheel in. And I'd have like a backpack full of other things. And then I moved to my Bardic, which, like, honestly, I think is the best harp in the world. For some reason, I'm just like, this one. I'm hoping eventually they'll make one that has another octave down and I'll be like, name it after me, please. Chakis, come on, name it after me. So when I'm going out to busk, I have my giant trolley with a wheelie briefcase on the top because, you know, bungee cords, that's why they make them. It has my amp in there and it has my sign and I'm looking at it right now and it has a flask because it's winter here. So I'm always bringing a cup of tea. And so the load in and the getting in and out was just kind of a practicality way of thinking about it. And the kind of trolley on top of a wheelie suitcase was because wheelie briefcase, it's not a suitcase. I'm very classy. I'm business casual. Was all because my neighborhood, it is like a mile walk into town. So it's a 20-minute walk. And what I was finding with the little rolly briefcase was that the wheels were wearing out as I was just going in and out because I was going in 3 or 4 times a week in the summer, 2 or 3 times a week in the winter. I have been walking to work for 6 years at this point. I'm so close to the city center. It just makes so much sense to be able to just walk in because then I don't have to pay for parking because I'm cheap. When I bring a big harp, like I used to bring my Corrigan in occasionally, but you know, it's an indoor cat. Don't bring a Corrigan outside. They're very quiet. I would just drive in and then kind of park in. And last year I was playing at a menswear store for some reason. Every single time the manager was in, he was like, I need the harpist to be in as well. Don't ask questions. I just need the harpist. And they were paying me £50 an hour. And it was like on a Tuesday afternoon. So I would drive in and then unload, go play at this menswear store for like an hour. And then I'd be like, well, I'll go and do some busking now. So I would just do that while I'm here. I brought the harp. I might as well do it. Yeah, but it's mainly walking, I think, because I've developed a nice little loop around. So I will kind of walk down to where I'm going to busk. And then I'll walk up to the bank and then I'll walk home. And it's a nice little circle. So I quite like that. It was more difficult when I was wheeling in a 36 string harp. That was a little bit ridiculous. That was probably not the smartest thing. I was like, I don't need to spend £300 on a Harpo trolley. I'll just use this 30 pound sack trolley that I got from Home Depot. And so I would just like bungee cord this terrible Amazon harp to this, like it was a 500 pound Amazon harp. Yeah, people can't see air quotes. We're doing air quotes. Harp. Yeah, it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. None of the levers worked. And it was just like a monster to fight with. But I do, yeah, I walk every single time because it's easy. You don't get traffic. It's a nice little walk. I get to listen to my podcasts on the way.
The first thing you heard from Sam on this podcast was her self-descriptor, singing harpist. If you follow Sam on Instagram or have seen one of her weekly YouTube videos, you know that Sam is much more than just a harpist. She has a powerful voice and a solid ear for harmonization. I asked her to share more about how she started singing at the harp and how she incorporates that talent into her busking.
So I started because I was terrible at harp, but I was good at singing, which is, you know, find what you're good at and just kind of lean into it, kids. You know, I can't really do science anymore, but I could do singing. So I just sort of, yeah, I really lent into that because I just found it a lot easier. And I grew up being terrible at piano. And then when I switched to harp, I was like, oh, I can do this. This is great. To make a harp sound really nice when you're singing, you have to do a lot less. Whereas to make a piano sound really good when you're singing, you kind of have to do quite a bit more. Whereas you can just sort of like, if you mess up, you can just sit there and glissando for 5 minutes and nobody notices. Yeah, I've been singing and harping for the whole time. Because you got to get a gimmick, gang. You got to get something.
So are you always singing while you're playing when you're out busking, or you kind of mix it up? Like, how do you keep your sets fresh?
Fresh is a strong word. Because it's such a small instrument to play on, like it's 27 strings and you're just like, what can I do? And it's usually all from memory as well, because I'm lazy. I don't want to have to bring like my iPad every single time and set it up. When I'm playing from an iPad, I can never remember what to play next. When it's just all from memory, you're like, oh, and I'll do this next and I'll do this next. And you're kind of building a playlist. But when I'm doing sheet music, I'm just kind of, you'll do one and then you'll be like, okay, well, I guess I'm done here then. What to do next? I just find it a lot easier from memory-wise to sing and play at the same time. Even though you're remembering about 8 things at once, it's a little bit easier than remembering just one thing. So that's a lot of it. Also, I feel like I enjoy it a little bit more because I can just kind of jam around a little bit. But I do mix it up a little bit and I'll have the odd thing. But you're quite restricted by what you can do with such a small harp. You kind of have to like work around it. So it's a mix, but it's 1/3 of harping just by itself, and then 2/3 of singing harpist. There's a Welsh cultural tradition of singing while playing harp. Everyone would play their triple hearts and they would play their lyres and they would have a wonderful time. See? And so my Welsh accent is terrible. I've lived here so long and I can't do the accent. But like, it's a really traditional thing. But I kind of tip it on its head by not really being Welsh, playing a French instrument and mainly playing jazz standards. But people don't really care. So they're just like, very Welsh. Look at that. Very Welsh. Nope, that's just Indian. I'm just going to do a Scottish. That's very Welsh. Just different ones. That's very Welsh. That is a very Welsh sound you have made. That's very Welsh. We'll just go around. That's a very Welsh. That is very Welsh. Honestly, I don't know. It's very Welsh. That is very Welsh. There we go.
Today's episode is brought to you by Harp Column Academy at harpcolumnacademy.com, an online learning site where you can watch lessons on repertoire and technique taught by master teachers who have taught some of the best harpists in the world. Now featuring the newly opened studio of master jazz harpist Park Stickney, with 2 videos already up, one focusing on playing minor 7th chords and the other on playing chromatic scales on the pedal harp, Park's studio is a new and exciting addition to our already stellar lineup. Head over to www.harpcolumnacademy.com to learn more about Park's studio, along with all of the studios of our amazing faculty. At only $49.99 a year, This constantly updating resource is a steal for any harpist looking to up their own playing or to give their students a new perspective. You're listening to Harp Column Podcast, episode number 29. You can read more harp news, feature stories, and subscribe to the print magazine at www.harpcolumn.com. Busking can be a great way to build an audience, work on your performance chops, or simply find more work. I asked Sam to share more about some of the work she's gotten through busking.
Once you get out there, the first thing that I was getting was I needed business cards because people would stop on the street and be like, oh, can you play at my event? Can you play at my wedding? Can you come and be the resident harpist at the Hilton here for 2 years? Thank you. She's got credentials. I was busking one day and I got a card from the Hilton here in Cardiff and they were like, can you come play? And so I went in and I played my little trial session. They were like, that was wonderful. Can you come back in 3 months? And I was like, great. And then I was there from March of 2014 until October 2016, every single Saturday and Sunday for 2 hours, which was really nice. They did not pay me a good wage, but I had a blast. Yeah, so that was kind of the best one. And I had just left uni at that point, university, little leeway of getting out and kind of having something regular. I think that's the goal of all like freelance musicians, is something decently regular that you can kind of brag about. And oh, there's a really nice one I'm doing at the moment, an OAP, like an old age pensioners, a club of old people who have like a formal club and they do concerts. They asked me to come and play a concert for them back in, I think, April or something. And then they booked me again in June, and then they booked me again in November. A lot of weddings, a lot of good weddings, because I get so many brides just like off the internet at this point, and they're just like, can you play Paco Belcanon in D? And I'm like, of course I can. Oh, wait, what is that piece? I've never heard of it. Although, to be honest, the funniest thing happened on Shelley Fairplay, local harpist. Someone was like, are you playing this in G? And she was like, yeah, it's been 5 years and no one's noticed. So, hot tip, we should all start playing it in a different key. And see if anyone notices, honestly. See if anyone knows. I'm going to start doing it in like F flat or something. I don't know.
So funny.
Yeah, the best thing about getting gigs from the street is that you actually see the person and you kind of have a little discussion beforehand. And so with like weddings and things, because we've all got that spiel that we have to kind of like churn over, and we have it saved in our notes on our phone so we can do it on the go. Yeah, so it's just nice to be able to do that kind of 15-second spiel just to a person and be like, well, that saved time.
Anyone who has been out in public with a harp knows that the instrument is basically a neon billboard calling people of all kinds. I knew if she'd been out busking for over 6 years, she would have some great stories to share, and she didn't disappoint. Did people ever try and talk to you or bother you while you're out playing?
Yes, constantly. The worst that I've ever had, I got mansplained to. And I was not here for it. So this guy came up to me. He filmed me for a good 15 minutes. He came up to me and he was like, you should get a website. And I pointed to my sign and I was like, I have a website. And he was like, oh, well, you should get business cards. And I was like, I literally have business cards right here. And my sign says, take a business card. And this guy was like, well, you should have CDs. And I was like, I have CDs. What are you doing? The best thing you can do if you are a harpist is just kind of play people off and kind of start quietly and then just gradually get louder with just little like riff. Mine is just like dum ba da 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 dum ba da, and that's just it. And I just wait until they kind of get the message and just go, okay, you can't hear me. But this guy didn't. And he was just like, I see you a lot out here. And I was just like, okay, so you've seen me a lot out here and that you haven't seen any of the nonsense that I bring with me, none of this branding and merchandising. I could be selling t-shirts and this guy would be like, you should get t-shirts. Yeah, that was the worst. I occasionally get homeless people asking me for money and I'm just like, don't ask the person who's currently working on the street. Ask any of the random people who aren't working, just walking past. I'm not the ideal demographic for this. If I had other options, I would be somewhere else. But yeah, there, because I've been doing it for so long, we all kind of know each other, which is kind of like, I'm of the people. What can I say? I'm earthy, I'm rootsy, I'm folky. I think you get kind of people who want to tell you that they know or something. And I think it's a classic harp thing where they're like, my cousin's brother had a harpist at his wedding. And you're just like, oh, do I know them? Do I know? Are they my friend? You have to ask a follow-up question that makes them feel stupid for asking it. Was it me? Oh my God, I remember you. Oh, you were a mess. Or just be like, what make and model was the harp and was it nice? Or just be like, cool, thanks for letting me know. That's really important. I'm doing a survey, so thank you. Because it's such a Welsh instrument. People will assume that I speak Welsh because it's just like, of course, that seems like a natural thing that would happen if you're busking on a harp in the middle of Wales, in the city center. And I'm just like, no, if I'm a fraud, I've come over here to steal all your jobs. The worst ones are just kind of people who have like a thing that they've definitely rehearsed in their heads and they'll like give you some money and then they'll just say the thing and you're just like, I can't hear you. You literally just yelled at me while I'm trying to play in the middle of a piece. Cool. Cool. My favorite one, I think that happened the other day though, I was starting a piece. I was doing Eva Cassidy Songbird and I started it and I was like, for you. And this man was just walking past and was like, oh, shut up, you crap. And I was just saying, and I was just like, I was just enthralled because I was like, oh, you're silly. And I was just like, oh, wait, I made £100 today doing this. What are you doing with your life? I don't know. I'm bitter and petty. And that's what makes a good busker, being very petty.
It is arguable that busking is quintessentially easier in most parts of Europe as compared to the US. Most of the European cities are more tightly packed than ours, and are often designed with pedestrians in mind rather than vehicular traffic. Beyond this, their forms of money, incorporating more metallic money sources than we do in the US, lend themselves more to giving away to buskers. It's easier to throw a 5-pound coin into a bucket than digging the comparable $6 bills out of your wallet to then potentially blow away if your busker doesn't have the proper receptacle. When I was busking in Rochester, there were more than a few days that I would come home with less than I left with. Playing for 3 hours and only making $2 is not terribly rewarding work, and there are always going to be bad days. So, practically speaking, I asked Sam what she usually makes on a normal day and what advice she would give to anyone who is considering adding busking to their harp life.
So it fluctuates. I do 2-hour days because if it's good, it's great. And if it's not, then I still have a whole day to just do things or whatever it is. Just go and, you know, oh, there's ice cream in my fridge. Go and eat ice cream and watch Stranger Things or whatever. I already finished Stranger Things. It's really good. No spoilers. Sometimes it can be really great and you'll make £150 or something ridiculous like that. And sometimes it'll be terrible and you'll make like 40. And I think the main thing is just kind of just keep turning up. Because like I always say whenever I go to the bank, I'm just like, well, it's more money than I would have made sitting at home. So it's, you know, it's worth it just to get out there. And also it kind of, it's fun to do. It's nice to be able to have like a little bit of a purpose. Cause I think as freelance musicians, we just spend all of our times in our offices or our practice rooms or our bedrooms that we have to pretend are also practice rooms. Ugh, I've been there. And you just kind of, you don't get to go out and just be like, this is what I can do. This is my one talent. And I think just being able to just kind of show up and people are like, this is great, is really important. So it fluctuates quite a bit. And I think you just have to kind of work all the days you can, work all the days you want to. Because I think a lot of the time, days when I don't really want to be there, I will make less because I don't really want to be there. Whereas days where I'm just like, it's been raining for 2 weeks and it's finally sunny and I can just go out and just do it, I make an absolute killing and I'm just happy to be there. And I think a lot of the time it's perseverance and it's luck of the draw as well, because some days it can be really busy and some days it can be dead and some days it can be completely quiet but loads of people give you money. And you know, it varies so much. And I think if you're just starting out doing it, you just have to kind of keep coming back and keep doing it and just sort of find what feels nice for you to do and find what you're comfortable with, if in terms of like time, in terms of space, in terms of repertoire and stuff. And I think a lot of the time, the main thing that I would get out of it, I should do my NPR voice. I think a lot of the time, the main thing that I should really encourage people to get out and do it is just to do it for themselves. I think that's what's really important here is You are performing just for yourself. You are the most important audience. And sure, passersby may come and stare and really enjoy your performance, but at the end of the day, you came out for yourself, and that's really what matters here. That is what being an artist is all about.
That's it for our 29th episode. Many thanks to Sam Hickman for joining us today. If you'd like to learn more about Sam,
you can find me on every single social media at Sam Hickman Music, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. My YouTube updates every single Friday at 9 a.m. my time, so I don't know what that time is for you. Some point on Friday. It'll be an exciting surprise.
Music for today's episode comes from the new CD, Larpa Notturna, featuring harpist Elizabeth Plank, reviewed in the November-December 2017 issue of Harp Column by Allison Young, and available on iTunes and Amazon Music. To learn more about Harp Column, please visit www.harpcolumn.com and subscribe today to gain access to current and past issues, as well as a lot of great web content. My name is Dr. Christina Finch, and we at Harp Column hope that you have a spectacular week.